Parashiyot Matot Mas'eh. We read in Parashat Matot, famous episode of two tribes and a half, Reuven and Gad and half of Menasheh, come to Moshe Rabbeinu with a request to live in Transjordan. They wanted to settle on the other side of the Jordan River and not enter Eretz Yisrael. After Moshe Rabbeinu rebukes them, they make a deal that they will go into Eretz Yisrael and help their brothers fight and settle the land, and only after that will they go to the other side and dwell. The reason that they give is that they wanted to stay in the other side of the Jordan was because the abundance of animals that they had and the grass and pastures that Transjordan provided for them would make it much easier for them to support their abundant cattle. So it was a business decision, the way it sounds like, at least from the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu rebukes them and says, you're more concerned about your business than you are about settling Eretz Yisrael. Rav Aaron Kotler explains that living in Eretz Yisrael, you're able to fulfill many extra mitzvot that you cannot fulfill outside of Eretz Yisrael. Specifically, one of those mitzvot is Bikurim, taking of the first fruits, which can only be done in Eretz Yisrael and not on the other side. And therefore, Rav Aaron says the claim against Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven was, what's more important to you, your money or your mitzvot? They put an extra priority on how they're going to deal with their livestock and their cattle. They should have said, Borei Olam will take care of it. The God that can give us sustenance on the other side of the Jordan can give us sustenance in Eretz Yisrael as well. There's grass also in Eretz Yisrael. It's easy for Borei Olam. They should have opted for the place where they're able to grow spiritually. The Rambam discusses this issue of people that over-prioritize their materialism and put a less emphasis on their spiritual. He talks about the businessmen of old and writes that it's a mitzvah to go to work, and therefore one should work 3 hours a day and then spend 9 hours learning. That's already the Rambam's understanding of how to balance your priorities in life. Of course one has to make a living, but the Rambam's telling you have to learn 3 times as much than you went to work. Of course, that proportion might not be applicable for our time. However, it's a reminder that the main thing in life is the learning that we do in the morning before we go to work, the learning we do at night when we come home. And if we can steal an hour or two in the middle of the day as well, that's the purpose. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, because they exempted themselves just from one or two mitzvot, go down in history as a claim against them because they gave too much emphasis on their wealth than on mitzvot. What a lesson that would be to us, to remind ourselves of keeping what's important in focus and giving us a reminder that our Torah should be the driving force and everything else is secondary.